Yesterday was the event where President Trump landed in Kenosha, Wisconsin, despite the fact that everybody who knew how well it was going to go didn't want him to go. What do I mean? The governor of Wisconsin, the mayor of Kenosha. It just goes along party lines. Even before back to President Bush, if the president wanted to come to your town, just let him come to your town. Right? You just let him come to your town because of the attention it'll bring. So he shows up, he does the talk, he does the press tour, he does the pictures, he exposes the lie of the legacy media, which is great because it comes on the heels of Don Limón, Lemon Limón, saying that, hey, we gotta stop the protest because it's showing up in the polls. We can't do it anymore. And then on cue, the legacy media turns and starts saying, ah, Trump's America with a violent roving band of white supremacists. This is Trump's America. Look at all the violence. And just your average person went, what violence? I thought you said there was no violence for just peaceful protests. We were told for the last 70 days it was peaceful protesting. This is why Trump was being told not to go to Kenosha, because of the pictures he was able to bring, the attention he was able to bring to this community. And also to highlight the fact that when you actually work with the federal government to try and put down ravenous insurgents, it works. Trying to appease them, like one Ted Wheeler, doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. In fact, it just allows more death and mayhem to continue. So we see the mask being pulled off, right? The mask being pulled off of the Democratic Party. Because they were gonna convince your average American who doesn't follow politics, doesn't go to alternative media sources, that this is just Black Lives Matter, man. Of course, they have the help of the NBA, the NFL, every major league sporting group, actors, actresses, all playing in, all corporations, Black Lives Matter, greatest thing ever, peaceful protest, we want change, yada, yada, yada. So when we see, well, this was a response to the killing of the hero of Kenosha, Jacob Blake, by Black Lives Matter, but they burnt down buildings. But they destroyed businesses. That is what the Democratic position, they didn't want anybody to see. They can't allow anybody to see it. And now they're trying to poorly, poorly, by the way, flip this again. Politico tried yesterday. I broke it down in yesterday's show. Politico tried to say that Biden flipped the script on President Trump in regards to the protests, which nobody's believing outside of the Washington or New York City bubble. Well, the New York City bubble doesn't exist anymore because all the reporters ran. All the elitists are getting out of New York, so the New York bubble doesn't exist. So just the Washington bubble. And I sent my amazing producer Jacob this was just released. I wasn't planning to play this, but it was just released by the Biden campaign. It's a $45 million ad buy that wasn't prepared before, but it was just started, and it's going to be played in Arizona, Florida, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin on digital and TV. Because they're trying to take, this is pathetic. They're trying to take his Pittsburgh speech and intercut it with photos and videos from President Trump supporters in trucks. They had to go all the way back to Charlottesville to try and drum up footage of bad looking Trump supporters and police standing in the fog. So this is the reaction the Democrats are trying to push back. This is the pushback they're trying to to start, because yesterday's event with President Trump was so successful in Kenosha. This is what they're, this is their first counter shot to it.
I want to make it absolutely clear. Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. It's lawlessness, plain and simple. And those who do it should be prosecuted. Fires are burning, and we have a president who fans the flames. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it. But his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how weak he is. Violence will not bring change. It'll only bring destruction. It's wrong in every way. If I were president, my language would be less divisive. I'd be looking to lower the temperature in this country, not raise it. Donald Trump is determined to instill fear in America because Donald Trump adds fuel to every fire. This is not who we are. I believe we'll be guided by the words of Pope John Paul II, words drawn from the scriptures. Be not afraid. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Weak. Weak. That's complete. It's awful. The fact that most people that you're trying to target this to are going, you're not calling out Antifa, Joe. You're not calling out Antifa. And the last time I checked, these bands of right-wing militias are in boat parades? Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about the boat parades that are going on, Joe? Is that the right-wing militias that are going across the countryside? Too late. Too weak, too late. And I'll give you the newly converted Tim Pool. Tim Pool was a disaffected liberal. By the way, Tim Pool got mentioned by, he was followed by President Trump, which was huge for him. But he writes over this ad, extremely desperate play over this ad that we just heard. Tim Pool writes, extremely desperate play. Biden and the Democrats avoided talking about violence because they didn't want to call attention to it, and likely hoping many people were unaware as the media kept calling them peaceful protests or just protesters. Biden is now playing on Trump's turf and he can't win. That's from Tim Pool. And you know what? Another reactionary move that was just released 16 minutes ago. Joe Biden's going to visit Kenosha on Thursday. Oh, congratulations, Johnny Come Lately. Or I guess we'll call him Joey Come Lately. Right? So what is Joe Biden going to do? Right? What is he going to do when he gets there? Listen, fats, dog face, pony boys, soldiers, I'm going to take your AK-55s and let's not have violence or whatever. Oh, by real quick, I know I'm kind of all over the place, but I have to mention this. I'm all over the place, folks. We had storms all night and it kept me up all night. And so, yeah. All right, let's keep going. So, there was a rumor yesterday that Jack Posobiec tweeted out that Joe Biden is going to take a knee before the first debate. I kid you not, that Joe Biden, that staff people want Biden to take a knee before the first debate. I don't know why. Maybe because if he takes a knee, he won't be able to get up and they can't have the debate. But I'll talk about that later. I just wanted to get that into the ether so we can continue to make fun of it throughout the day. But apparently, according to Axios, Joe Biden and his wife plan to visit Kenosha on Thursday, where he'll hold a community meeting and bring together Americans to heal and address the challenges we face before making a local stop in the city, his campaign announced. And of course, he's going to get all the flowery writings possible. What did President Trump get yesterday? President Trump went to Kenosha. I don't know if you saw the pictures. They were floating around on the interwebs. Streets lined with people, black, white, everybody cheering, taking pictures, holding flags, thanking President Trump for being there. Because if you've suffered a tragedy, the President of the United States comes to your small town, that's a big stinking deal. But what does Reuters write? Trump visits Kenosha not to urge racial healing, but to back police. What do you mean, not to urge racial healing? Because they tried to get him. They tried to get him yesterday. What about the shooting of Jacob Blake? What about Jacob Blake, man? What about him? And Trump dodged it pretty well. But what did you want him to do? Because he was going to be painted negatively no matter what. We all know that script. You know, the lawyer for Jacob Blake calls it the playbook. We know the playbook on President Trump. President Trump visits black people. Oh, look, he's visiting. He's trying to virtue signal and use black Americans. He doesn't. Oh, he didn't talk to black people. Okay, whatever. So Joe's going to visit Kenosha on Thursday. It's going to be a train wreck. Right? Because he can't talk to people. He's going to be like, what am I doing here? Yeah, all right. Where's that guy that I got shot like 15 times? Where is he? Ah, there's my guy. What is Joe Biden going to do in that regard? We're going to talk more about this. And when we read through that Reuters article and break it down even more. But the fact that Joe is going to Kenosha, he said he wasn't going to go to Kenosha. That's why he went to Pittsburgh. He didn't want to go there. That Justin, you nailed it on the head. As soon as Trump hears about it, looks like copycat Joe is going to Kenosha after my amazing rally. It's okay, Joe. I left you some stuff to do, right? As Tim Pool stated, Joe is trying to play on Trump's turf. He's not going to win any of this. And this is, I mean, because he's also senile.